Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Channel 9 Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Comedian Josh Blue back in the studio with us on Friday. We love Josh. Yeah. He's at the Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com this weekend. Our buddy Nick Allen's going to stop in today. Richard Reese is going to be here tomorrow.
Now keep in mind, it's only mid-week. Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's only Tuesday.
So. I know.
It was a sanitation guy. I got a little freaked out that heard Nick was
one of our buddies in Wichita,
coming up. Yeah. He assumed it was Wednesday.
He would have picked up the wrong garbage.
Yeah.
He'd have drove past everybody's house and wouldn't have been out, and he'd been all screwed up. Well, I guess it's an easy day. He just drives his route and goes home. Nobody had the garbage out.
Yeah, I don't get
wrong day, you dumbass. Todd and Tyler, damn you.
Well, I would imagine
Nick Allen shows up on Wednesdays usually, but midweek comedian is now early week comedian. Apparently couldn't hang with that nickname anymore. It's just
the presser.
The pressure of hump day. The pressure of being a midweek comedian was too much. He's early week comedian.
So that would probably doubly confound the trash guy since we had a holiday on Monday.
You know, depending if they worked or not, you're right.
Everything gets pushed back.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
And then Nick Allen shows up a day early.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
Oh, man. Yeah, my trash got picked up yesterday.
By the way, pretty much don't set
it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't set your
you got the private guy, don't you?
Yeah. Don't set your clock by the show, by the way. That'd be dumb. Not exactly your traffic and weather together thing.
Or your calendar.
That's true, too.
Yeah, when you pay for the trash pickup, they don't take some of those lesser holidays.
Some of them
off, though.
Some of them do. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
It is all over that, and I guess I'm kind of surprised to see it all over.
Yeah.
That it's being reported that Charo's husband has passed away.
Was that Xavier Cougar?
No.
That guy's been dead for 100 years.
No, it's no one that you've heard of.
Okay, then that wouldn't be reported. It shouldn't be reported.
But it's all over. It's on TMZ.
Because the joke was she married a guy that was 100 years older than him years ago in the 70s, you know, in the 80s, yeah. Speaking of Charo.
She's been married to him for 40 years.
Speaking of Charo, I was watching Love Boat the other day.
Were you?
I was at home, and it was one of those pop network, whatever what it was. It said Love Boat, so I turned it on, and it was an episode where Reggie Jackson's on. And I looked at the original date, 1979, and Reggie Jackson apparently grew up with Isaac in Oakland when he was a kid, and he just wanted to be RJ on the boat. Didn't want to be famous because he was getting tired of being bugged because he was Reggie Jackson. And he banged this hot black chick. You'd recognize her.
So he played himself?
He played himself.
Sort of.
And he wasn't bad. Not a bad actor for a Love Boat episode. The great Reggie Jackson. Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing.
See, of course
I realized
not.
That while I was watching Love Boat, so I changed it.
I was watching it back in the day.
A little bit, yeah.
See, I saw some of Reggie's later work the other day when I was watching The Naked Gun.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Remember, he has to kill the queen.
Yes, he does. Oh, that's right. Well, we had Isaac in the studio with us. He's a great dude.
That's right.
Yeah, he was cool. He was very cool.
He was.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
I mean, go figure he was that cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think Reggie's acting had really, really kind of blossomed by the late 80s when he was doing Naked Gun.
I think you're right.
I mean, he was still playing himself.
Right.
Hey, Michelle Bachmann birthday. It was on this date in 1980 that AC/DC singer Bon Scott died while on tour in London.
Yeah, swallowed some vomit in a car.
Well, didn't quite swallow it. He choked on his own vomit.
That's true. Swallowed some, then choked on the rest. Oh, that just stuck to the tape.
No.
I might play that. That's actually pretty funny. You know, I said it, but it's still funny.
You won't play it.
Once I will.
Even though it's great.
Play it. I'll play this today. That's really good. Actually, that's a good clip.
Oh, that one should go in.
In regular rotation?
Yeah.
I'll put it in there. I liked it.
Should be on the A list.
That's right up there with all of Craig's.
Yeah.
That amuses you,
the ones that are in regular rotation are generally you.
Well, I'm surprised at how many we got in there, you know.
Oh, can you find this? How quickly can you find that?
I saw that over the weekend. And you're right, I didn't even think about this because it's been a while since we... I got it.
All right.
I got it.
Well, The Wiener is back in the news.
Yeah.
Wiener. 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 Wiener.
I don't want to see your wiener.
Time to go register as a sex offender?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's no longer behind bars, but he will now have to register as a sex offender.
How long did he spend in prison?
Let's see. He was sentenced to 21 months behind bars, but was released early for good behavior. It's unclear where the 54-year-old Wiener is staying.
What? I still laugh at that. It's unclear. The 54-year-old. You know, if he's 54, the Wiener's 54. Good point.
He's either staying in a halfway house or under home confinement in Manhattan under supervision.
Now, they had a son with Hadma Wiener. Do you think he tries to call her once in a while?
Of course he tries to call her once in a while.
She divorced him, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wiener, 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 wiener. Wiener,
wiener. Been a while.
Wiener, 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 wiener.
I don't want to see your wiener.
54 is just about right. Yeah. Somewhere around that vicinity.
He's expected to serve 3 years on supervised release, pay a $10,000 fine, register, of course, as a sex offender.
Man, his career went to hell, didn't it? Jesus. That guy would, we've heard those songs, though, because he'd been in jail for a while.
That guy would be mayor of New York City right now.
Easily.
If it weren't for his
scandalous
activities.
Easily. He was a TV guy, you know, representing, you know, well-spoken dude, but just liked to flash his wiener on the email.
Well, worse than that.
On the Twitter.
This one knew was underage.
That one. That's why he's in jail. But the original one, he's just sleazing around and he got snagged for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And that chick was of age.
Quite. Sydney Leathers?
Yeah, that was her.
Oh, yeah. Whatever became of her?
I bet you can see her naked.
Her 15 minutes went away, but you're right.
Depends on what she did with it.
I bet you can see her naked. Yeah, right.
Well, you could before then.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I bet you still can.
Yep.
A sixth grader in Florida facing misdemeanor charges after refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. There's more to it. This is a tough one, I think.
It's a boy or a girl?
The 11-year-old boy.
Okay. Sounds like he's a little jackass.
Is accused of telling a teacher that he would not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance because the flag is racist.
A substitute teacher, too. Yeah. He knew he saw an opening with a substitute.
The teacher sounded like a bit of a bitch, too.
Yeah. A statement by the school district in a Tampa suburb says the boy was arrested because he refused to leave the classroom and made threats while he was being escorted to the principal's office.
You can't do that. That part, probably.
Florida law allows students to refuse to take part in the pledge.
But the substitute got crazy, and then he started yelling at the substitute, right?
Right, yeah.
The substitute didn't know the rule that the kids can sit down if he wants, right?
I guess so. And no one dealt with, or people did not deal with this properly. They didn't know enough. They didn't deal with it properly. And now the kid is looking at charges, apparently. We'll see how far that
goes.
That's
a hard ass. Get detention? No, I got arrested.
Yeah, right.
11. 11.
Well, he's making threats.
I know. Yep. You can't do that.
I don't. Yeah. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, but think of the street cred. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's earned his badass cred.
Sure. He has to do nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
For the rest of his school days. Right. He's already a badass.
Right.
Remember that time Jimmy got arrested when he was 11?
Don't
mess with him.
Don't mess with him.
He's done time, man.
Yeah.
Well, and experience, too, because that's who you dick with is the substitute teachers.
Yeah, you do. We all have.
Everybody does.
Yes.
Well, maybe not everybody, but...
No, all my friends did.
Even generally people who were well-behaved, if they were going to misbehave, they would take advantage of the substitute teacher.
That's what I did. Just my favorite substitute teacher story of all time is my buddy and I. At least my, we went in there. It was an English class. It was a substitute. And he asked my buddy, this woman asked my buddy to read. And my buddy, since she didn't know any of us, he started reading like he couldn't read, like really slow. And, I mean, kind of maybe stereotypical, basically, really slow, like he couldn't read. And the rest of the class kept quiet, and I couldn't handle it because he's my best friend, so I'm laughing. So the teacher, since everybody's quiet and playing along, thinks that I'm making fun of a guy that
can't
read.
You're the ass.
And she put me up to the front of the – she pushed my desk. This is actually about eighth grade. She pushed me up at my desk to the front of the room. I had to look at the – stare at the chalkboard. Eighth grade, for that matter. And everybody in the back – every time I turn around, I look at the class would smile at me because they all – they all played it cool, and I couldn't do it. Messing with me. And that dude that did that's like a zillionaire. He's got a ton of money. So you can be a dumbass in school and still be a really successful guy. And that
or
guy,
at least
that,
pretend like you're one.
No, he was a dumbass.
All right, here's John.
Hi, John.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, not much. I was just going to say, from experience, the whole going to jail when you're in school doesn't really pan out.
How old were you when you got to jail?
What happened?
This was 20 years ago now, I'm sorry. 25. I was 14, 15.
What'd you do?
I had a Boy Scout knife. I had my Boy Scout knife with me, yeah. And I was playing with an aerosol can and a lighter. Also, probably shouldn't have had those with me. Teacher told me come up to the room to empty the front of my or empty my pockets so he could confiscate any other stuff I wasn't supposed to have.
Right.
And I'm like, oh crap! I've got a knife in my pocket. What am I gonna do? I go to pull out the knife, and I was gonna try and leave it on my chair. And some girl that was sitting behind me screams, "He's got a knife!"
Oh, wow.
And so, anyways, ended up going to jail. So, from that point on, I was either knife boy or delinquent John.
Well, you were a Boy Scout. Come on, you were a Boy Scout.
Yeah, well, I had been kicked out of the Boy Scouts for stealing a coat.
Okay. Okay. So, you were delinquent John. It didn't end up, you weren't cool because of it, right?
Yeah, it didn't do anything for my street cred. It just got me picked on even further.
But you didn't go on to a life of felonies or anything, did you?
No, that all stopped when I turned 18 and got out of jail.
Okay.
Well, hold on. How long were you in jail?
For that, I was only in jail for a couple of hours. But that led to a life of crime. I stole a car. I decided that I wasn't going to be a good kid, and then,
So people thought you weren't a good kid. You said you weren't going to be a good kid.
Oh, so you dabbled in the felony for a little while.
I dabbled. I two-party to a crime burglary, going absent without leave from a group.
So do you think it all goes back to the Boy Scout knife, that you wouldn't have went to life of crime at all? You wouldn't have been busted for that?
No, I think I still would have done it because I had a really nice home life, but, you know, it was one of those, the grass is always greener. I had friends that didn't have any adult supervision, and that's what I wanted, so.
I know what you mean. Yep, I had some friends that were badasses, too.
Rules sucked.
Yeah. Glad you cleaned your act up. Good, man. All right. That guy just kept doing it, though.
Yeah, but it sounds like he eventually straightened himself out.
Once you got out of jail at 18.
Once it started getting real at 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some guys can't stop themselves.
Yeah.
Many North Koreans are celebrating the Lunar New Year with gifts.
To their leader, right?
No, gifts to each other.
Oh, okay.
Of crystal meth.
Oh, there's meth in North Korea?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Everybody's doing it.
But what are you going to do there? They got no
lights.
The
New York Times reports that the drug, known as Pingdu, has become a popular go-to holiday gift within the country, even though it's illegal. North Korean authorities are trying to crack down on the meth trade, the meth giving, but sources say that its popularity is unaffected. Reports show citizens inject and snort the meth.
They got bad
just
lives,
as casually right. as people smoke cigarettes no. in other countries.
I could see that catching on in the middle of the country here.
It is yeah. continually handed out for graduations, birthdays, and holidays.
Well, life sucks there for most of the people
Radio
in North
Free
Korea.
Asia said it's popular among young people, and officials are essentially bribed to look the other way.
Yeah, I'm sure Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Missouri celebrate meth giving
they love
every
their,
year.
They love their ping do. Here we just call it meth.
We do just call it meth.
Stay away, kids.
Yeah, you don't want ping do teeth.
No, you don't.
Or like
ping do scabs.
Yeah, or a ping do complexion.
Right. Oh, that reminds me.
What? You got a meth scab story?
Or a ping-do anything, for
ping,
that matter.
Yeah, ping-do no, problems. Yeah. Yeah.
Karl Lagerfeld got looking pretty bad there at the end.
Well, he was old, wasn't he?
Yeah. 85.
Okay. My dad's 85 today, so happy birthday to my dad.
Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, he made it to 85.
One player had the now-dead Karl Lagerfeld. That is Gary Busey's grasp on reality.
I like that one.
Which is, tenuous at best, right?
Okay. Loose.
Yeah.
Right.
Some days it's loose. Some days it's not even there.
So I haven't heard Gary Busey's grasp on reality get a hit before. Maybe I just don't recall.
No, I don't recall hearing that name.
No, that's
either.
A new one, man.
So that could be a first.
Yeah. It might be. For the second time in a few months, a couple has
How
been...
How am I doing today, Gary Busey? You're doing great. Good. Then I'll keep it up.
That's an example yeah. of Gary Busey's...
And he's looking in the face with Ping Do face, too, by the way.
Grasp on reality.
You.
For the second time in a few months, a couple has been arrested for having sex on a Florida sidewalk. And off-duty cop...
Tony's
here. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
An off-duty cop first spotted the homeless couple knocking some out on a downtown sidewalk.
Well, his wife's going to have a house. Tony might be out homeless a while.
And when Tony moves there, he'll just call it a sidewalk.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they were caught knocking some out on the sidewalk.
This is Pingdu, right?
At the time, the officer was driving home several children who had participated in the Edison Festival of Light Junior Parade.
Well, the cops shouldn't stop then. Because if he stops, the kids could just keep watching.
He didn't stop.
Oh, he just called it in.
Yeah, this is an off-duty cop.
Oh,
he saw them.
Oh, I got it.
No, but
and
the next
he had
time,
the kids with him.
Craig does a story about a naked couple having sex in public in Florida, and they're attractive. It will be the first time
well,
he's
look
done
like
that
puss.
Story.
Not attractive.
Now, we've put this couple up before because they've been busted for this just a few months ago.
Oh, that same couple?
Really?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Hence
I know they're homeless,
why we began
bang
for
behind
the second
a dumpster.
Time in a few months.
Bang behind a dumpster or something.
Wow, she's only 47 and she doesn't look a day past 72.
Really?
Oh, man.
Is it the same couple we put up a couple months ago?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember the story.
On-duty cops located 47-year-old Bernadette Colatarsi and 58-year-old Philip Daly, unclothed, lying on a Main Street sidewalk. They appeared intoxicated, they had their genitals exposed, and Mr. Daly was seen, quote, thrusting his hips, according to the report.
We got arrested again.
Mr. Daly denied that the couple was having sex. He said, oh, no, that's just some dry humping going on there. And he told cops that he did not think that they were in the wrong. They were just having, quote, sexy.
I want Craig saying that. I want to use that when Craig just
said
that.
He referred to it as sexy.
Sexy. Well, that
so
is.
So now the two are locked up in jail. They are looking at a felony since
is it dry hump enough? Your pants are off? Because we always consider dry hump as like two jeans rubbing together.
That was his definition.
That seems to be the dividing line.
I understand if you're not actually having sex, you're still not having sex, but I think it's more than dry humping. Dry humping is jeans on jeans.
Right. He may not have been telling quite the truth or has a different definition of it. Yeah. They were arrested back in September.
Does she look dry in that picture there, Puss?
Yeah. Right.
So they were arrested back in September
and does he
after
look like
she
a...
was busted performing on her or on him on a sidewalk.
Does he look like a hump?
Yeah, kind of.
Right. Little crust humping.
They've both been out in the sun a little too long.
Okay.
It is Florida. They don't have a home.
You're
going to be out in the sun too
That's
much.
That's where you're going to be.
Craig is right.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a nice tan.
They're slapping leather.
You lily livers, right, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.